USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Six states led by Republican governors have made their case before the U.S. Supreme Court that President Biden was wrong to forgive $400 billion in student loan debt. Nebraska Solicitor General James Campbell sums up the argument.
After many failed legislative efforts, the secretary seeks to write off nearly $500 billion in loans for over 40 million borrowers. No statute authorizes this sweeping action.
But were those states harmed by the loan forgiveness? U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prolonger says no.
The states say the act doesn't authorize the secretary to ever forgive loan principal. But the secretary's interpretation of this text is not just a plausible reading, it's the best reading.
Prolonger also says the White House had the authority to forgive the loans under the COVID relief bill known as the HEROES Act, which President Trump signed into law. President Biden heads to Virginia today.
Biden is set to speak on health care and affordability from Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach. On Twitter, he offered a preview, saying Republicans want to hold the economy hostage with the debt ceiling debate to demand $2 trillion in cuts to Medicaid, $600 billion in cuts to the Affordable Care Act, and $400 billion in cuts to food stamps. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
It's Election Day in Chicago, and incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot is trailing in the polls. If nobody wins 50% of today's vote, there will be a runoff between the top two candidates, that to be held in April. Two new numbers on the cost of housing. The rate at which home prices are rising is slowing. The latest Case-Shiller National Home Price Index was up by nearly 6% in December. It was up by 7.5% in November. Also, a survey shows new apartment leases written in January were about 3.5% cheaper than they were in August. This according to the website Apartment List. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
In Colorado Springs, the school district is considering a ban on teachers asking students which pronouns they prefer. That prompted a walkout by about 20 kids at one school yesterday. Ethan Anderson was one of them.
It seems like something that is so unnecessary. Like, asking for somebody's pronouns is such a benign thing. I'm very shocked and disappointed.
But school board vice president Jason Jorgensen says it's a matter of privacy.
That's none of our business to be promoting that, or in our younger kids causing confusion with going, what's my pronoun? I'm whatever.
Jorgensen proposed the policy change earlier this month. If approved, students in Colorado Springs could tell teachers their pronouns voluntarily, but teachers would not be allowed to ask. Some Tesla shareholders are suing CEO Elon Musk, saying the company's defrauded them with false and misleading claims about the vehicle's self-driving technology. The plaintiffs say the problems with that tech have driven down Tesla's stock price. On the other hand, Tesla stock gained enough value yesterday to put Musk back on top of the list of the world's richest people. For now, Musk's estimated personal wealth is around $187 billion. The Wisconsin legislature wants to make sure everyone who attends next year's Republican National Convention will be adequately refreshed. It's pushing back the closing times for bars in Milwaukee from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. for the week of the convention. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.